弟兄姊妹，主内特别的问安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
今天我们是从雅各书系列的圣餐讲道。
Today is part of the series of the book of James, and this has something to do with the Holy Communion as well.
在雅各书的一章二十二节到二十五节。
And in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 to 25.
我用中文读这段圣经，请唐尼弟兄为大家读英文。这是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘记了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备，使人自由之律法的。并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
James chapter 1 verse 22 to 25. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looksintently at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
弟兄姊妹，上帝的圣道在我们的生命中乃是何其重要。
Brothers and sisters, how precious God's words in our life. When we receive the bread and took the cup, we do this in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he was the word from the beginning. And the word took flesh.And in his whole life.
那是完完全全听从父的吩咐，遵行父的吩咐。
And he followed the word of God, throughout his life.
虽然他有软弱，也有挣扎。
Even though he also struggled, he was weak at certain moments.
被人背叛，被人抛弃，甚至被自己的子民以色列人钉死在十字架上。
He was betrayed and forsaken and even crucified by his own people of Israel.
但他并没有犯罪。
But he did not commit sin.
所以他不仅承担我们的罪，也为我们做成了完全的义。
Therefore, not only he bare our sin, but also he fulfilled the righteousness.
所以在十圣餐正道中，当我们讲到听道与行道的时候，让我们更多的聚焦在归向耶稣基督本身。
Therefore, throughout this series of sermon about the Holy Communion, I want to focus on, hearing the word and act it out.
好，让我们祷告，求上帝来光照祝福。
Let's pray. Let's ask for God's enlightenment.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前。
Father in heaven, we come before you.
我们特别来寻求你的怜悯，寻求你的光照。
We especially seek.Mercy and seek your enlightenment. Because all of us, our lips are not clean. Our hearts are not clean. And we should have died in our transgression. Yet you sent your Jesus Christ who died for us. You also sent the Holy Spirit to enlighten us. And you continue to lead us with your holy word. When we listen to this sermon about the hearer and the doer, we acknowledge our weakness and we just owe you abundantly. We ask you to give your mercy to help us.So that we know in your own word there are truth. There is a life. And there, in your own word, there is a path to heaven. That not only we become the ones who listen to your word,
but
become the doers. That we can be drawn closer and closer to your own heart. And we pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹, 雅各书是一卷非常宝贵的书卷。
Brothers and sisters, the book of James is indeed precious. Because it talks about the unity of faith and action. And we know that nowadays there are people who talk about faith yet ignore actions.
雅各就特别强调说，信心没有行为是什么？是死的。
But as we know from the book of James, it talks about that the faith without deeds is indeed dead.
这卷书也特别探讨，特别写明了律法与福音的合一。
And this book also explores the unity between the law and the gospel.
现在很多人说，我信福音，传福音，就不遵行神的律法。
We know there are people who talk about the gospel, yet without asking people to, without emphasizing on following the law. So we know that from even the book of James chapter 2, verse 12, it says, so speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. So we know that the book of James is considered one of the wisdom books among the New Testament. And we know this book full of wisdom, the idea is to reveal the unity between gospel gospel and the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在序言部分就给大家讲到律法与福音的和谐。
In this introduction, we talk about the unity, the harmony between gospel and the law.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到在教会中最令人遗憾的是行道，听道而不行道。
We know that even within church, one of the things we see all the time is we hear but do not act.
但是我们真正的基督徒应当是听到并且行道。
But we know a true Christian should be both a hearer and a doer.
而且上帝也特别的应许说，在他所行的事上必然得福。
And we know that God will bless those who acts out.
所以求主使我们真正成为听到并且行道的人。
So we ask God to help us to become both a hearer and a doer.
当我们讲到律法与福音之道的时候,
So when we look at the law and the gospel,
在1997年有一个著名的浸信会的改革中的神学家 Ratzinger,
In 1997, a Baptist theologian, Gassinger,
他讲到这段话的时候，好像讲到今天美国社会的光景。
He actually said something I'm going to quote. I think it portrayed what it's like today in the U.S.
我为大家讲中文，请Tony为大家读这个英文，就是说，今天在美国社会中啊，每个人都悲叹，为什么道德日趋日下啊？然后 crime and violence 犯罪和暴力，使得我们的家庭不得不加上营垒，使得我这个安全保安行业成为一个行业。 然后性上的 perversion, 性上的倒错, 然后的 political scandal, 政治方面的各种丑闻, 成了美国风景的一大块。 所以, 现在来说, 要找一个守贞洁的年轻人, 和找一个诚实的政治家, 我们就觉得这是奇事奇观了。
Okay, so, So this theologian's words are basically printed on the slide. I'm not going to recite it, but if you're disappointed with the current political turmoil, what he was pointing out is it's really amazing if you can find a young person or honest politician who truly serve the country. This is something really amazing.
兄弟兄姊妹，造成美国这种 道德滑坡、宗教衰微，整个的甚至看到末日降临的光景的原因是什么？
So, brothers and sisters, I would like to ask you, what is really the cause of this, the political downturn as well as the corruption of morality? What is the true cause?
原来哈佛大学有一个法学教授，也是一个神学家，叫 Berman， 他说。
There's also this law professor from Harvard who is also a theologian.
宗教呢，教会开始传福音，不讲律法。
He said because at the beginning, in church, when we preach God's words, we do not emphasize law.
最后我们都是宗教上的 fanaticism 和这个 sentimental 宗教上的狂热和情感主义。
And in the end, we all become fanatics about a religion and also become extremely sentimental, emotional.
公共领域中看起来讲宪法、讲法律。
But in the public society, when we talk about the law and the constitution,
但是丧失了对上帝的敬畏。
But in the public field, we completely ignored, do not revere God anymore.
所以表面上讲法律，实际上是无所不用其极。
So in the public field, when they talk about the law, and they don't revere God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看圣经以赛亚书四十二章二十一节说，耶和华因自己公义的缘故，喜欢使律法为大为尊。
So in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 21, it says, "The Lord was pleased for His righteousness' sake to magnify His law and make it glorious."
格林多前书十五章第二节说，我们要因着福音得救。
It's also in the First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, it says, "We'll be saved because of the gospel."
所以没有律法就没有标准了，什么都免谈了。
Therefore, we know that if without law, there's no standard, we don't have to talk about anything else.
没有福音，我们都是死路一条。
And then without gospel, we're facing death.
所以在启示录十四章十二节讲，基督圣徒的两大标记是什么呢？
Therefore, in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, there are two hallmarks of Christians.
说使徒约翰讲，圣徒的忍耐就在是他们是守上帝诫命和耶稣真道的。
And the first is they talk about these holy, the saints' endurance. They follow, they obey God's commandment, and they follow Jesus' teaching.
守上帝诫命当然是律法了。
To obey God's commandment is obviously that's about the laws.
耶稣的真道当然传福音了。
And about Jesus' teaching, that is to spread gospel.
所以我看到律法和福音在圣经中，在基督徒的生命中是何等的契合的。
And therefore, we see this harmony of the law, both God's law and the gospel.In a Christian's life.
所以我们在我们的威斯敏斯特小教领问答讲到整个圣经教训什么的时候说，圣经主要教训两大块，人对上帝当信什么，这当然是福音啊。上帝要求人尽什么本分，这当然是律法了。
So when we, if we review the Westminster, the Minor Catechism, when it talks about what the Bible teaches us, it says the Bible teaches us first what we should believe in God, and then also about what God wants us to do. So the first part is obviously about the law, and the second part is more about the gospel. So if we try to summarize some of the fundamental part about the entire Bible,or the hallmarks of Christ's followers. And basically, it resides in the unity or the harmony between the law and the gospel.
And
so, in the scripture we just read in James chapter 1, verse 25.
不要单单听到自己欺哄自己，因为人听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
It says that if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror, and he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like.
弟兄姊妹，不听道就是自己抛弃自己。
Brothers and sisters. If we do not listen to God's words, we're basically abandoning ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在这个社会上,
and brothers and sisters, in this society,
如果孩子在家不听父母的劝告,
if your children do not listen to you in your home,
学生在学校不听老师的教导,
if students do not follow what the teachers say,
甚至我们开车不听警察的招呼,
or if we do not follow the traffic law, we don't listen to the police officers,
那我们还能成长, 还能生活, 还能幸福吗?
Can we grow? Can we live? Can we truly have a good life?
何况上帝的道更是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
And not only God, we know that the God's words are truly the lamp and give us the path.
所以弟兄姊妹,自由主义,现代主义的毒瘤是什么呢?
So brothers and sisters, what is the real the tumor that generated from the modern liberalism?
我谁的也不听。
Basically, it is, I don't need to listen to anybody else.
我喜欢做什么就做什么,随心所欲。
Liberalism is about your, you just enjoy your personal liberty.
弟兄姊妹,这里讲到,不要单单听道,单单听道却不行道,就是自己欺哄自己。
Here it also says that the doers, well, the hearers, that they're actually deceiving themselves.
弟兄姊妹,人最大的问题就是自欺欺人的。
Brothers and sisters, we know the greatest problem we have as, you know, as a man is that we deceive ourselves.
弟兄姊妹,怎么人还要自己欺骗自己的吗?
You may be wondering how I am deceiving myself.
所以我们看到包括美国的证据,
well, if we just even look at the political realm,
同样的事实,
the same fact, the same thing that happened.
有的人就这样解释,
there are people who interpret it in this way.
有的人就那样解释,
and there are also a group of people who interpret the same fact in a different way.
围绕着同样的事实和数据,
but just looking at the same data or the same fact, you can have two entirely camps of people. We know that one must be correct, the other one must be wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们就看到,不管是在社会中,还是在我们的生活中,我们常常会有自欺欺人之处。
So brothers and sisters, we know that it's either in our personal life or in this society, there are moments when we deceive ourselves.
弟兄姊妹,我们作为基督徒,我们真的是作为基督的门徒了吗?
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, have you ever asked yourself, are you truly followers of Christ?
今天早晨我们起来,有没有读经,有没有祷告?
Did we read the Bible? Did we pray that, this morning when we woke up?
此时此刻我们主文教会的会友,我们有没有看着主的恩典,遵守我们的承诺,真正的参与教会的敬拜和侍奉?
And at this moment, as a GCC members, have you truly fulfilled your commitment to participate in the in church life?
所以弟兄姊妹,你就看到旧约圣经中有一段非常重要的经文是什么呢?
So brothers and sisters, we know there's a very important verse in the Old Testament. It's more like a scripture that the Jews actually read and for 3 days in three times per day. It talks about it, reminded the Israelites that God is the only God. We should love Him with all our mind, all our hearts, all our strength.
在罗马书十章十七节讲的说，信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。And
also in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, it says, it's basically your faith comes from listening to the word. And the listening is basically the beginning.
所以我们生命的重生来自于听上帝的圣言。
Therefore, we know that the rebirth of our life, comes from listening to God's word.
我们生命的更新也要通过不断的继续聆听上帝的圣言。
And the renewal of our life also comes from listening to His word.
弟兄姊妹,在今日教会中包括我自己。
Brothers and sisters, in today in the church, including myself, are we really that serious when come to listening to his words. If we can be reminded by the Protestant Puritan Vincent, who wrote 300 years ago. He actually asked, how should we pray before hearing a sermon? It actually says that before a sermon, we should pray in a quiet place with your family. We should pray and ask God to guide his servant to speak his word. We also should pray that God will bless his own word so that when we hear his word through the Holy Spirit, that the word can really act in our hearts. So today I know some of people may just come to a church and they try to judge how good a pastor's sermon is, and if it's good, then we applaud. Or sometimes maybe you recognize a typo or the accent of the pastor. But obviously, as a pastor, I will do my best to speak without an accent and make sure my slides are free of typos. But we know each one of us is limited. Therefore, Puritan Vincent also asked, how do we really listen to a sermon so that the words from the Bible can really act in full strength? It says we should really pay attention. And we also listen to a sermon with faith. And we also listen to a sermon with a joyful heart. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that it's truly God's grace that we can listen to a preacher in the U.S. who has received a certain training in theology.
弟兄姊妹,去年时时我们教会里总要有100人,200人作为我们一同来听主的道。
And if you remember, this time last year, we tend to have close to 100 or 200 people sitting here listening to God's word.
但忽然之间就瘟疫临到,
but suddenly the plague came.
我们公共的聚集就要停,
our public gathering was stopped.
恢复也真的是有限的恢复,
and even when we reopened the church, it was only a partial reopening.
所以我们在教会中一起听受主的道，这是上帝赐给我们的特权的。
Therefore, what a privilege we have that we can come here to hear His word.
弟兄姊妹，我们第二个要点看到，我们不光要听到，还要行道。
Secondly, brothers and sisters, the scripture reminds us that we should not only listen to the word, but also act in what it says.
雅各书1章25节讲，唯有详细查看的，全被使人自由之律法的。
Because the verse 25 in chapter 1 of James, it says that the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
小弟兄姊妹,对于神的圣言,我们的心态是什么呢?我们要详细查看。
And brothers and sisters, so what kind of mindset we should have when we face God's words? The correct attitude is really to read it thoroughly. So it's not that you just randomly read it without thinking. And sometimes maybe you need a Bible with a lot of comments.
Study Bibles.
Or maybe you have to read a lot of good Bible commentaries.
Hebrew text,
And sometimes you may need to read a different translation so that you can understand the subtlety.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到《以斯拉记》第七章第十节说：“以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列的。”So
in the book of Ezra, it says that Ezra, carefully studies God's commandment and teach those to the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们都受过大学教育，在大学做硕士生、做博士生，我们怎么在大学学、在研究院学习的？
So for those of us who received the higher education, and challenge yourself to think how you have studied in college. And I know that when Pastor Wang was in Beijing University, when he wanted to become a student of this professor, Shen, he had to read all the books or publications written from this professor Shen. Otherwise, he would have failed in the exam that he wanted to take in order to become this professor's student. Therefore, today, we're here to become followers, disciples. We know that disciples really are apprentices. So if we don't really want to study what Christ wanted us to do, all we want is just to have an easy life and go to heaven. So we also in the one of the scripture. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11, it says the people here they're better than the people in Thessalonica, and they're willing to listen to the word and every day study the scriptures. So if we know that if we study the what do we study every day? We want to study the law, what God wants us to.
弟兄姊妹，今天美国社会为什么无法无天的乱象越来越增加？
So brothers and sisters, if you just look at the society today, why there are so many, turmoils? Why there are so many conflicts?
最起码核心的原因之一就教会不再研究、不再教导上帝的律法。
And I believe one of the core reasons is that even in church, God's word, God's law are no longer being preached. So quite often we say that the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land. But we know that in God we trust. And we also know that the laws described in this book, they are higher laws. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we know when you have a senator or a congressman to be sworn in, why don't they hold the U.S. Constitution? It's because the true power of the U.S. Constitution comes from. Does it come from the founding fathers who wrote the Constitution? Or does it come from the majority's opinion? We know that the elite, the minority elite, make mistakes all the time. We also know the majority of the public can make mistakes as well. Sometimes they can do things really violent. Therefore, the validity of the Constitution does not reside in how many people believe in it. So we know that you can look at the political realm, whenever there's a constitutional crisis, everybody claims they are defending the Constitution. But if they lose the reverence toward God, they will come up with interpretation of the Constitution based on their own political agenda.
所以弟兄姊妹,这段经文就特别讲到使人自由之律法在英文其里面中的 law of liberty.
And therefore we know this book emphasized the law of liberty.
人的法律往往都是谁执政谁掌权就想限制别人。
We know that the law made by man always emphasize whoever has the reigning power, and they will decide what to do.
我们在上帝面前人人平等。
But we know that in front of God, we are created equal. We also know we have a dignity in front of God. God does not prejudice one against another. Brothers and sisters, therefore we know that we will be blessed in what we do.
所以雅各就特别强调讲, 不是听了就忘,实在行出来就在所行的事上必然得福。And
therefore, James reminded that being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
我简单讲到三点,第一个记忆的重要性。First,
I would like to emphasize how important a good memory is.
忘记历史就是背叛。We
know that the famous saying that for those who forget history, that basically are betrayal.
那到底美国建国的根基是什么?
So let's talk about what's the foundation of this country.
美国建国的根基是自然神论者吗?
Was the foundation or those opinions from those naturalists?
美国建国的根基是来自于 种族歧视吗?
Was the foundation based on racial discrimination?
美国建国的根基是来自于 对印第安人的种族灭绝吗?
Was the foundation the genocide against American Indians?
所以同样美国建国这个事实我们却有不同的记忆。
Therefore, we know that people may have different memory about the fact that when this country was founded.
弟兄姊妹,很多人为什么不愿意读圣经啊?
And brothers and sisters, why a lot of people do not like to read the Bible?
尤其不愿意读旧约圣经。
Particularly the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经中讲到,男和男性可羞耻的事,在上帝面前是当时的罪。
Because it says, when men do things with men, that's abomination in God.
上帝不光是要按照现在的书一讲是种族灭绝的，上帝是世界性灭绝的。
God not only is going to commit genocide against those people because they are abominable to God, but God can literally wipe the entire all the people on the planet.
所以上帝吩咐以色列人把迦南人灭绝。
And therefore God committed the Israelites to cleanse out the Canaanites.
在诺亚时代大洪水的时候，上帝把整个世界都灭绝了，只剩下诺亚一家什么八口人。
And if you remember Noah Ark story, God really literally just wiped out all the people on the planet except the eight people of Noah's belonging to Noah's family.
所以你现在就知道很多人为什么不愿意读旧约圣经，也不愿意读神的律法之下，慈爱，慈爱，慈爱，慈爱。
So therefore, you understand why so many people refuse to read the Bible, particularly the Old Testament, because they emphasize the love, love, love. And some of them even want to abolish the capital punishment. But we know even in the Garden of Eden, and God told Adam and Eve, the fruit on that tree, the day when you eat it, you will for sure die.
当耶稣基督降临来审判这个世界的时候，不光是死，而且是永永远远的硫磺火湖中的永远不可能的回改回来的那种死。
We know when after Jesus' second come, when he judged this world, we know those who don't believe him will die, and they will actually suffer in the lake of fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们更难思考和接受的是。
What is actually more difficult to comprehend is that even for Jesus Christ, who came to save us, he would have to die on the cross. And the key is that he was not really killed by Pontius Pilate. He was not just betrayed by the Jews. And he himself said,
父啊, 为什么离弃我?
And he said, Father, why do you abandon me?
耶稣基督自己他被父上帝说离弃, 然后死在十字架上。
He was forsaken by the Father and died on the cross.
所以我们不能够任凭被这个世界上泛滥的、没有原则的、没有公义的、没有律法的、随心所欲的那种爱所吸的。
Therefore, we cannot be brainwashed by the unprincipled and lawless love that is being preached in this world.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but we know, brothers and sisters, that God is not a God of curse. And we know that the first thing God said to people is God bless them. And God also, when he gives the laws to people, the intention is to bless them. Therefore, when we commit a sin resulting in all kinds of calamities, that is because we are seeking, we're walking on a path of death.
弟兄姊妹,无论如何,
therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not forget what we just hear. We want to act things out. So that we may receive blessing in what we do. And this is the promise of God.
全体兄弟们,哪怕我们流泪撒种,
brothers and sisters, even if we weep, we just sow the seed, but we will one day reap what we sow. Because the blessing, the grace we receive, God, is more than what we can imagine.
所以弟兄姊妹,我们的劝勉就是,唯愿我们在2021年更多地成为听道和行道并重的人。
And brothers and sisters, I encourage you in 2021 to become a person who not only listens to the word, but also acts. Because we know ultimately the word of God, Himself. If we do not listen to His word, we know we're not obeying His commandment.
弟兄姊妹,上帝给我们祝福的时候,总是借着他的圣言赐给我们祝福的。
We know when God blesses us, He blesses us with His word.
他的圣言成为我们的标准。
And His word becomes the standard for us.
他的圣言成为我们法治的工具。
And His word becomes a tool in our justice system.
他的圣言成为我们爱主爱人的指南和蓝图。
His word also becomes a guide and the blueprint for us to love each other. Therefore, the Puritans emphasize that God's word is the conduit of His blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹,当我们真正听上帝的道,行上帝的道,得蒙上帝的应许的时候,我们才能够真正的
when we, brothers and sisters, when we truly hear His word and act according to what it says, we are preaching the true gospel. If we don't listen to His word, how can we spread His word? If we don't act according to what it says, how can we ask other people to follow His teaching?
弟兄姊妹,如果我们不听道,不行道,我们自己不蒙祝福。
Brothers and sisters, if we're not a hearer and a doer, we will not receive blessings.
我们没有心灵的自由。
We will not enjoy the freedom.
没有言论的自由。
We will not enjoy the liberty of gathering.
我们能像在北朝鲜一样,你要拿出圣经来,你要传道,一枪就被你毙了。
We could literally be in a situation where, just like people in North Korea, if you take out a Bible, start reading it, you may be killed. How can we really, how can we really proclaim gospel?
So, brothers, in 2021,
Let's humble ourselves. To bear the yoke. The yoke here is a law of God. Let's just imitate Christ. So when we imitate our Lord Christ, it's not like we need to perform miracles. But to submit ourselves, surrender to God, and to the point that we're willing to die on the cross. We ask God to strengthen us. Because this church, this body, consists of you and me. So whenever we think about a church, we tend to think about the building. Or the operation, the management, the offering. These are all important. But the most important thing is each one of us, brothers and sisters, will be strengthened in our faith when we grow in this church. Only through our humbly bearing the yoke and spreading His gospel, we can truly make gospel prosperous. So let's pray. Lord, we ask of you for your mercy, on our sinners. We also ask you to show mercy on sinners in this nation. Just let our hearts truly repent and return to you. And listen to your words and act. So that we may receive your blessing. We give all glory and praise to you. Because every blessing comes from that glorious Father. And all given us through Jesus Christ. And I pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.